Ooh, wait!
Jet. The thoughts in my mind broke me out into sweat. I was thinking of the message again and again, in particular the name of Liu Chin-Cheng. Yo, I landed in Japan with intent to kill. You could tell I wasn't joking by the look on my grill. Took a look at a picture of the man that I was after, a 5'10" black belt karate master. Knew where to find him, knew where he would be. I turned around and showed up, Mr. Chin found me. I looked him in the eye with a stare so cold and said I came to avenge for the rhymes you stole. Now, you must die because that is my mission. He flipped back out into a fighting position. The tiger style of shit was wild. He threw his hands in the air. He started to smile. I said, you can smile now, but you won't for long. Cause sucker, you'll be sorry that you stole my song. He said, choose your style. I wrote fool. I said, what? Pulled out the knife, tried to shove it in his gut. It didn't even cut. I flipped, I started bugging. Pulled out the handgun. I shot a slug in his chest. He said, Buddha bless and stood proud. Out shot the bullet. Mr. Chin just bowed. So I shot him again. Yo, I couldn't believe. Mr. Chin caught the bullet in his two front teeth. Yo, he kicked me on the floor just like I was a child. I got fed up. I fought a flatbush style. Stood to my feet, threw my hands to the sky. Shake him, then I picked him, then I caught him in the eye. He started stumbling, yo, I started wilding. He tripped, busted his lip, I started smiling. Knew he was defeated, but I wasn't done yet. So I shot him with the shotty, then I jetted in the jet.
You're gonna miss it.
He shot him with the shotty, then he jetted in the jet.
This is a mission, not a small time thing.
Meanwhile, I'm stuck behind a cement truck.
I'm a rock star, I'm a shot top with the bomb clock. Who wanna touch me? Young girl, she wanna sex me. Caress me, for me, she turn a lesbian. I'm tuned into the radio, I count up all these baby.
BPM Sirius XM.
make a drop them jaws on the drop, drop bitch, make a drop them jaws on the throw your bitch, make a drop bitch, make a drop, drop, drop bitch, make a drop bitch, make a drop them jaws.
Thank you. knows man news.
There's got to be another way to say that.
Mike Tyson. Monica Lewinsky.
The world has learned enough about my private romantic
life. Good for
you.
I'm
going to keep that quiet.
Joan Collins. John Stamos.
Again, I was a kid, so they were very protective of me.
There's a lot going on. I mean, it would be a good book.
And that's just the beginning.
Come join me on Radio Andy, SiriusXM 102,
at any time on the SiriusXM app.
Home insurance.
Yes, I'd like to. Going to be MIA, you would think, for months. WWE just can't take that chance. Now, we don't know. This is all rumor. This is all speculation. This is definitely not happening, but we do talk a little rumors here, and the rumor is everywhere. And if we get confirmation before this show is over, we will definitely pass it along. This is just a rumor, but like I said to start off the show, where there's smoke, there usually is fire.
And if SummerSlam's the 20th of August, and this fight's November 4th.
You just come up with
if
that?
If he goes right into a camp after that, I think that's what, like, probably an 8 to 10 week camp for him, which I think would be about the average. Am I right on that, Josh? Like an 8 to 10 week camp is normally?
I'm honestly not too sure about that, but my mind's just turning as a UFC fan and a wrestling fan. I think they could have him keep the belt, man. I think that'd be some intriguing storylines. Hasn't Paul Heyman dropped hints in the past like Brock does what he wants? What if he wants to take that belt over to the UFC and unify the titles? Maybe he faces Stipe at the Garden in November as the WWE champ?
You can't do that.
And it's set up. Well, I mean, we think it's going to be a fatal four-way at SummerSlam. Now, what you're doing is you're protecting Brock Lesnar either way.
Oh, he can lose that
title without getting pinned. It doesn't hurt his credibility at all. Keeps him strong. And then he could do what he's doing with the UFC. And then if he wins in the UFC, then guess what? When he does come back to a WWE ring, he looks even stronger.
Great. That's what
I mean. If the talk was Reigns Lesnar at WrestleMania as a re-coordination of Reigns, I mean, are you pushing that up to SummerSlam now because of this? Like, does that change everything? Does that mean Reigns and Cena now seems more on the table for me? Like, this has such a domino effect for the biggest run of the year right now, you know, because once we get past SummerSlam, for all intents and purposes, like, we're going to pretend like Survivor Series means something, but we're really now focusing on the Rumble at this point. It's like, how do we get through the rest of this year? Let's get the calendar turning. Because Survivor Series has its moments, but for the most part, once we get past SummerSlam, we're just now waiting for WrestleMania season. Like, September to December is like the preseason. You know, we want that. You know, we want the playoffs to start. And I think that it would change so many things.
Of course. And then if he gets that taste and he's successful in that taste, how many more fights would Brock have in MMA? And how does that affect his career with the WWE, especially if he's not going to be a universal champion?
But if he's coming in getting $5-8 million a fight and going against a guy that's not a risk to him, I mean, why not go make the money? Like, I don't know. I cannot believe a year later we're having this same conversation.
Did you think after Mark Hunt, everything that happened after that,
once
all the accusations, did you ever think he was going to be getting back into the octagon again?
I thought you have a year off. I figured, you know, why go back and embarrass yourself and put yourself in that position again? But Brock's a different cat. Maybe he got bored.
But is this good or bad for the WWE? We talked last year about how it could hurt his credibility if your dominating force in the WWE gets knocked out in an octagon. So does this now again, here we are a year later, and the possibility of him getting back and competing in the UFC, does this hurt or help the WWE?
Here's the best way to judge this. You are a casual at best MMA boxing fan.
At best.
That's at best.
Yes.
If the MMA fighter loses the boxing fight, does that change your view on UFC? If one of their champions loses that boxing fight?
Yeah, it does.
You'll look at it as like an inferior product.
Yes.
Well, then there you go. Because it's not about what you or I are going to think about this fight if this happens or that happens. It's going to be what your friend that watches wrestling sometimes thinks about things. It's like, he'll watch that fight because he'll get... You have those appointment moments with casual sports fans, right? Where like a sports bar is going to sell out, where people are going to be out everywhere, where people are going to get together and watch something. Floyd Connor has that. Rousey fights had that. Connor UFC fights had that. You know, a couple of fighters have that. John Jones Cormier in a week probably has that, even though it's the third time they're trying to get that fight off the ground. There's certain things where like you can talk to a casual friend that follows, like, hey man, this is a big deal. Brock will be that. So if Brock loses that fight and it's a big deal, casual people are watching it, it's going to hurt wrestling.
Hey, this is, I know, because I'm old enough to remember Inoki and Muhammad Ali. There was that speculation about credibility. We saw it when Brock first came to the UFC. I remember all people saying, ah, he's the wrestler, he's going to get his ass kicked in the octagon, and then he became a champion. Yeah. We saw what happened recently with CM Punk and about credibility issues. And I'm with you. There is that issue. And with Mayweather and McGregor, it's the same thing. If McGregor gets knocked out in the first round, I think it hurts MMA and UFC. That's how I feel. That's my opinion. I think it's the same thing here with Brock Lesnar.
Now Punk didn't belong in UFC, but Punk losing as badly as he did to Mickey, that the jury's out on what that actually means long term, because Mickey's on a pretty significant win. I think he's on a win streak right now. He beat Sage Northcutt last fight, I remember.
Yeah.
And Sage was like the poster boy of who they wanted to be the male face of the company, because he's a good-looking guy, looks like a Ken doll. If he keeps on winning, if Mickey Gall is a champion in 3 years, and then Punk lost to a guy who debuted in the UFC that went on to become a champion, that changes the entire conversation about Punk. Because it's like, we put a guy that was overmatched in there against the freaking guy that became a future champion. Like, what were they thinking? But Lesnar's different than Inoki. He's different than Punk.
Someone like call these guys up and tell them that wrestling is a work.
And he's been a champion already. Like, Lesnar can do this dance. It's just, he's, what, 42 years old now?
Can they call him and say, like, hey, you know, it kind of doesn't matter because, like, it's scripted. And, like, the credibility thing is something for UFC to worry about.
It's just a matter of who he's facing.
A year because later, they're the ones having someone who gets in fake fights on TV also, come in and get in real fights.
Busted Open Nation knows this woman very, very
and
well.
Associating
Mother
with him
Marissa,
at all
head of Sirius XM Rush,
impacts their credibility.
The Luke Thomas
so,
show is going to be joining us at 2:30 Eastern time to talk about this, to talk about these
live.
Rumors.
The show's not
I
live. We can't call up.
At
sorry.
3 p.m. Eastern time with a huge announcement for the nation. But when we come back, we are going to dive in with the nation about what this means. Brock Lesnar's potential return to the UFC.
What it means is you people are fucking idiots. You have too many hours to fill. So you have to turn this into a fucking hour-long conversation.
How does he approve of that? How did your father approve you modeling? Does your father approve you modeling? You fucking real. I asked questions. Yep. I want to know. See, because if a person does not, then guess what? If somebody does not approve of it in the event, I will not. I don't have to. I don't have to. But out of respect, I do.
You think you're gonna say, no, my dad doesn't.
But guess what?
The fuck out
it's
here
been,
with
yo,
this.
Guess what? It's been niggas that said to me, yo, Slay, man, don't put my chick up in straight this. I'll be like, all right, you got it, my nigga.
But I what, say, I'm, like, what I'm saying is,
guess
what? What I'm
I don't have
is,
to, but this, I, but listen, I never pissed on a chick and been trying to.
Every time I put you on the wall, you don't want to stop talking.
Exactly.
The bottom line is
this is about Kelly. You can't spin me on my show, nigga. You can't win with that.
Absolutely.
And the same nigga who be in my DM saying, Slay, you need to put her in a magazine. What are you talking about?
Come
on, nigga.
Well, then he should have been doing a better job in guiding her for her to even have access.
Just like this is the same question.
If I had a real daddy in my life, I'm pretty sure I probably wouldn't have been in the Straight Sun magazine. But I didn't have that type of guidance. So
listen,
at the end of the day, I do what
listen.
I want.
But watch this. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Let me ask you a question.
What do you think about Brock Lesnar? Does it hurt his credibility? Does it hurt wrestling credibility if Brock Lesnar goes in and loses or what?
Daughter want to get in your man. I got some niggas that want to put their daughter in there. What are you talking about?
This is the difference.
Nobody is getting fucked on camera.
That's right.
Stop. Nobody's getting fucked on camera. It's lingerie, it's no nipple showing. My shit is all clean.
My shit is clean.
This ain't Playboy. My shit clean, bro. My shit clean.
Hold on. You telling me all the women in your magazine, their kids.
Hey, yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Originators Magazine, for a second?
Answer the question.
Let me have your magazine for a second. Let me tell you a second. You can't find nipples.
Individual wax and prime, you guys,
which avoid the bullshit.
She's not underage.
Let's go to the right to people to call out. I need some street
Kelly is a criminal. What are we talking about?
Know a person somewhere, a request of that.
Some
age,
people that still just, needs them. You don't know.
Hey, what? Yeah, were you calling? How do you feel about
The issues feel like. It's just got better way to communicate these sort of issues among each other. This might be the issue, but this has too much aggression and anger, and it's just like,
yeah, man. You went to situation. What's your take on that? Forget about me and him. We argue all the time.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just like, it's not like productive arguing.
Fuck
you know what I mean?
Argument. This is Street Sweeper Radio. Yo, what's a shot? You hear that? You hear them gunshots? This is Street Sweeper Radio. This is still all right. Now, answer the question. Are you with the bullshit or not? Yeah, you out of here. Get the fuck off the line, man. Go play with that dildo. Go play with that dildo, nigga.
No, man.
Get out of here. Let's get another caller.
I'm sorry, what?
845 Species for Radio. Yeah.
Was he giving constructive criticism?
Yeah, he was critiquing me and his conversation. What the fuck? Yo, somebody on the line? Yo.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Let him talk. Where you calling from?
Calling for the
Poconos. Oh, yeah, the Poconos. Hold on, wax somebody is a caller. All right, how you feel about the situation?
I'm saying she 18, man. She jacking it. You can't really do nothing about it, man. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to let it. She's 18. What can you do, Slay?
All right, no, but this is my question to you. If that was your seed, right? If you had a seat 18, and your wifey was like, yo, I want my daughter home from this motherfucker. I don't know if she getting pissed on, whatever this and that. What would your take be?
I ain't letting that shit pop off.
Thank you.
You know that nigga
exactly.
Just fucked
with you. Thank you. Thank you.
You would not, point. Basically, you saying you would not approve of your daughter being with this old ass man that has a history
of. I got a daughter. I have a daughter.
Why would you approve of her being with a man like that, though?
I give my daughter all the guidance, everything she needs right now, me and my wife, so she can make the proper decision. If she make a decision, I'm going to have a conversation with her. If she grown, I got to let her live her life. What the fuck am I going to do? She's 40.
Exactly. You ain't gonna be able to stop it. If she do it, she
do it. You're whack. Because you my brother, I'm going to give you a pass on one situation. I'm not going to bring up over this air because I could kill you with it. But I'm not going to do it because the way we rock, I'm not going to do it.
That's right, because of the way we rock.
All right.
Represent New York.
Please, we're going to have some constructive criticism. It's just there's a lot of aggression. There's a lot of bass in these voices, and I'm in Santa Barbara.
You know, a certain type of women, my nigga.
What?
You understand what I'm saying?
What?
Like, that we gonna back up or not? Are we gonna back up? We gonna back up over this or not? But I'm telling you, what? But he grown though.
He grown.
But he can't be with who he wanna be with.
My house. I said my house.
But if he do want to be, he gotta leave.
Whatever you want to take to his house. If he gonna move with a white woman today, I ain't got no problem. That's my house, my nigga.
But why have he grown? He can't.
Well, he that's can't my come. House, dog.
But that's.
I don't want.
But
no
if he. But if he.
No biracial.
No biracial.
Listen to this.
Jesus Christ, you racist? Pointy ass, he said.
So what you're telling me is, even if he can Steve outside your crib, he could have bring his grandparents, his grandkids, your grandkids there.
Now, he can come see the grandmama, but don't call me granddad. I got a big house.
But you just talking about somebody else's kids doing what they want to do, kid. But you're kidding.
I didn't say my son can't do this thing. I told him straight up, look, son, you already a yellow nigga, right? We black. If you get with a white chick, you gonna fuck my bloodline up. I started this shit. If you do that, you gonna fuck my bloodline up. I seen this black dude the other day with two kids. They both look Asian. Nothing like them. That's some fucked up shit. Like, shit, if my son wanna go here, get a white chick, get him a go, live his life, that's his business. I'm not gonna be telling the nigga, hey, you can't do this. I'm telling you what I don't approve of. Just because I don't approve don't mean he can't do it. Just because the daddy don't approve don't mean she can't suck R. Kelly's dick. Then it's legal nuts.
Yo.
That's it, my nigga.
To each his own. Listen, my whole thing is, and I see, I don't want you to get it fucked up. I'm saying,
please not get it fucked up.
But if somebody wants their child, give them to them. That's my thing. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't fuck
wrong. Let me take a phone call.
You didn't fuck wrong, man. What's up?
Yeah, and what about it? What the fuck?
Yo,
late 20s, nigga.
Same shit.
Ain't no 18, 19, none of that. Shit.
Same shit.
I don't give a fuck. Ain't no 18 to 19.
It's the same shit.
Late 20s.
What we got on the line?
How you know, nigga? You was in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Nigga, you was on the camera? What you doing? No. Now, let go there. Yo, hey. Hey, you my little bro. Right. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, nigga, you married, so. Yo, anyway, go ahead.
Ah!
Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now to my hands, stop, and the man on the jukebox. And
Or perhaps it is lit. What does that even mean? Wait, what does that mean even? What's the funny way to say it that's wrong? I'm Madison. It is Alt Nation. I've got New Dan Kroll up ahead.
Let the show begin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's have some music.
I'm Jam from the Sirius XM's Guns N' Roses Radio.
Sickies not in this lifetime tour. The Cult would open six shows, including two dates in Mexico City, with over 262,000 people in attendance.
Very exciting.
Third team in the team are opening tonight. Blake Teixeira and Jody Pearson.
Now, if your son got with a white woman, what would you think? Here on Pro Rodeo, we're talking about it. Take some calls.
California circuit finalist and a turquoise circuit finalist next up. Here they come. Blake Teixeira, he missed. So we're 0 for 3 in the team roping. Now remember, they write checks to 4. They've only got 8 entered, and the first 3 have taken no ties. So that means there are 5 teams left, and they've got 4 paychecks they want to hand out. And remember, the top 2 move on to next Monday.
Fucking tripping.
Junior D, South Dakota on the headside. Junior's been roping a lot with Matt Zancanella.
Junior is roping with R. Kelly.
One of the really good young ropers in the country. Tyler McKnight.
One of R. Kelly's young ropers.
On Sirius XM Rush 93.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Larry Dowse. Before we get back into the conversation about Brock Lesnar and get to talk to the Busted Open Nation at 844-796-7874, and before we talk to Jim Ross at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, who's got some big news concerning the Busted Open Nation, have to mention something that happened earlier this morning, and that is Shane McMahon crash landing in a helicopter. He's fine. No problems at all. He got away, walked away without a scratch, but... crazy. Shane McMahon could do just about anything. Yeah, he is crazy.
Jimmy Jacobs once said to me that he was convinced that if he was ever in a plane and the plane went down, that he would be the only one to survive the plane crash because he knows how to bump. And I think Shane McMahon just proved that.
I mean,
I don't know how much that works in the water.
Dude, you tuck your chin, you're safe from anything.
That's a life rule.
Is it a life rule?
Hey, dude, anytime I slip on ice, I tuck
except
my chin.
Except for the Styles Clash.
I screw the hell out of my back and my arms. My head's always fine.
Do you think Shane McMahon, as that helicopter was going down, was saying, you know what, life lesson from Larry Dallas. Tuck my chin in. I'll be fine.
No, he already knew that lesson. Yeah. The guy jumped off the Titantron. He jumped off the Hell in a Cell.
And you know what he did every time? People that could do that. Jumping off the Titantron, dumping off the top of a Hell in a Cell, and then crash landing in a helicopter and walks away like nothing. He walked out of that helicopter saying, where's my gun?
And you know why he survived? Because he chopped his chin. You know what the craziest thing to me was? He was on the news in like a press conference with the pilot afterwards. Yeah. And nobody really realized it was him until they asked him to say and spell his name, and he said Shane McMahon. And then they asked a question, and the question later, he goes, "Oh, Linda McMahon's son?" And he was like, "Yeah."
The best part of that, when they asked him to spell his name, he said S H A N E.
Why is that? Is there another way to spell Shane?
No, just like I would think that would be the last name first.
Well, it, you know, he can spell his name, so people can't spell Ludacris. You know? Here's a little clip of him on the news, really.
Were you nervous during this whole thing?
Well, it's very unsettling, you know, when all of a sudden you have, you know, something happen, you hear a bang, and then you start saying we're going to do an emergency landing in the water. So, yes, it was very unnerving. But again, Mario was super calm, which made me super calm, and we landed perfectly.
Are you an advanced
son? I am.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Sassy Gas Tech.
God, Shane McMahon's like, he's like a god.
Yeah. I wonder if Jason Jordan was in the helicopter, but they had to ask him to be Kurt Angle's son.
Hey, aren't you Kurt Angle's son?
You think he would have kept up kayfabe at that moment, or do you think he would have been like, no, my dad, Michael Jordan, you know, whatever his dad's name would be? Are you Kurt Angle's son?
Like,
as of Monday, great. I am.
I thought they would say, aren't you the commissioner of SmackDown?
GM.
He's the commissioner?
He's the commissioner.
He's the commissioner.
Daniel
Bryan's the GM.
Cool.
Come on, as a wrestling journalist, you should know.
Do you remember
that.
The TV show, The Commissioner? With the guy with the shield?
The commish. Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. I did tease a special guest that was going to be joining us right now. Do you know who that is, Larry Dallas?
Yeah, it's the lady that hired me.
She's not only the producer for the best MMA in the world.
She's the lady that hired me.
She's also the head of this entire channel, SiriusXM Rush 93. I introduced her at our remote in Orlando for WrestleMania, but
oh,
she is.
Oh, thank God, she's coming on to fire
you
these fucking
me
morons.
Days, she came on to me the announcement.
Hey, you guys
That's
just
true.
Talked about Brock Lesnar like wrestling was real.
All these
so
rumors surrounding
you
Brock
guys got to fucking
because
go.
I just went on a rant about me being a wrestling fan and what it means to me. Have to find out from Marissa what she feels about this. Again, covering this sport like you do, I know he's not the most personable person on the face of the earth. So what do you think about the potential return of Brock Lesnar?
Jesus Christ.
Well, hello, guys, first off. How you doing? But I heard it in
really quick, before you get into
this, like,
okay.
I want to ask you a question because
sure.
I've been doing it since Orlando. Now, when I introduce you, do you want me to introduce you with your full name or do you like the Mother Marissa?
I mean, I feel like Mother Marissa.
We're just not allowed to call Andy Father Andy.
Andy's not the father.
Could you possibly drive any slower through this parking lot, sir?
I'm going to go in this place and make a purchase. I'll be back.
Okay. All right, now what bullshit are these assholes talking about?
9920.
Oh, thank God,
it's commercial. You can save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-9920. 1-800-700-9920.
Are you an accountant who cringes at the thought of client payroll?
That's
that
me.
That seven-letter word that sends shivers up your spine and puts a deep wrinkle in your forehead?
Mm-hmm.
Let SurePayroll help with a super easy, fully secure solution that gives you the control you demand and the flexibility you need to meet your small business clients' needs. Refer your clients to SurePayroll and get trusted, affordable online payroll with complete access to your client's payroll data. Plus, you'll get $100 for every referral. Handling payroll in-house? No problem. SurePayroll provides a top-rated client-facing online payroll solution complete with your firm's name and color scheme. And because we get accountants, you'll get total control of your pricing and billing. And SurePayroll will take on the tedious task of tax pay and file. SurePayroll is client payroll done your way, trusted by thousands of accountants across the country. Get a free look at how easy your payroll can be and call SurePayroll at 800-410-2599. That's 800-410-2599. 800-410-2599.
Step into the square circle with Randy Gorton and Jerry Cooney every Monday and Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on your home for boxing. SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app. We cover pro wrestling like no one else in the world.
Because we're idiots.
Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93. Here are your hosts.
Actually, most of the people, are idiots. I guess it's not
back here on Busted Open. Dave LaGreca, Larry Dallas. I mentioned before, Jim Ross will be joining us at 3 p.m. Eastern time, just in a few minutes. Some big news for the nation that Jim Ross is going to be breaking right here on this show. So you
breaking news, you guys are assholes.
At
3 idiots.
P.m. Eastern time.
Do you know jackass?
No, I don't. They don't give me.
Why do we never know what the
it's because Alex is that he's a selfish person. He's a very, very selfish person, and he doesn't consider you and I.
Oh, I agree with that.
Hey, and you know what? It's a smart move by Alex, because I think if he did tell me, I'd probably like say it on the air without, and, you know, I wouldn't be intentionally, but I'd probably.
Oh, I would sell the news to the highest bidder.
You would.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're all about the cash. Start your free, speaking of cash, you don't need it, because start your free trial of UFC Fight Pass today for access to 5 live fights MMA hopefuls competing for a chance at a UFC contract each week on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series.
Ooh.
So I'm interested to hear. It's always great to talk to Jim Ross, by the way.
Great to talk to Marissa.
You know, it's also great talking to the nation, 844-796-7874, which we're going to do by starting with Kyle. In Pennsylvania. Kyle, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? You guys are idiots. Wrestling's not real,
hey,
so...
pitch something to you.
This whole thing about UFC, like, it doesn't really matter?
...with Bellator right now, but maybe if it runs out, maybe throw a Lesnar-Bobby Lashley fight out there.
Ooh.
Lesnar-Lashley.
Ooh, yeah!
Kyle,
I'd love to see a fucking Lesnar. Brock Lesnar-Bobby Lashley. Yeah!
Because you know, the whole Lesnar-Punk, it just doesn't make sense, like you said, weight-wise.
Right.
But these two guys, I'm into it.
Lesnar would smoke Lashley. Lashley fights tomato cans.
Interesting.
Like, remember the beginning of Rocky? Where, like, Rocky's just beating up on these, like, you know, like, these nobodies on these, like, underground.
They was fixed! Nah, they weren't fixed, Rock.
There you go.
They were tomato cans.
They were tomato cans.
844-796-7874. Let's go out to Don in Kansas City. Don, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Okay, first off, before I get to my point, Larry.
Yes.
Don't tuck your chin on a Styles Clash.
Yeah. Oh,
see? All right. Well, there you go.
Neck and shit. I that's right. Styles Clash. It's probably like one or two things you shouldn't tuck your chin on. Styles Clash is one.
Yeah, maybe helicopter crashes, too. Okay.
Very fun. Yeah. No, that's a laugh riot.
My point was wrong.
What?
Of course it's a money grab, but... here's the thing. If Brock gets in there and no matter what happens, he's going to give value to whenever he does get beat by someone, you know, clean in the middle of the ring. He's gonna improve the value of that guy, whether it's Roman or somebody else down the road. If you have somebody like Brock that gives value, you have to look at it as a long-term thing. Let him grab the money, and then down the road, you use that for whatever purposes you have to build your talent. And you know, if it gets the belt off of him at SummerSlam, that's also a good thing because, you know, people are upset about the part-time champion thing. So it's a win-win for Vince no matter what happens.
Yeah, good call, Don. I don't think it's a win-win if Brock gets embarrassed in an octagon. I don't think it's a win-win situation.
I don't think Brock gets embarrassed. I don't think Brock's capable of being...
Have they already booked the shows for... started booking the Garden for next year yet?
I don't know. I know where... I believe we're booked to December, mm-hmm. and whatever Billy decides. All I can say is it's been the most amazing run or ride I've ever. It was an e-ticket ride I've been on all this, these 35 years.
Well, for folks that don't know, Billy started playing Madison Square Garden as sort of his return, mm-hmm. and then that grew into a monthly thing. Mm-hmm. And that, how many months now has it been?
Much to gain in my brain. I got a capitalist migraine. I got. Well, up to the Bay first. And I told him, I was like, my career had hit a low. And I thought I was done. And Big Von in the Bay Area, along with Stan in Jackson, Mississippi, got behind Get Like Me. Mm-hmm. And then they got behind the play and behind play, mm-hmm. and those two records started in the Bay. Mm-hmm. When the South sort of had was like, okay, he did his thing, that was cool. Mm-hmm. And then they put me back in a position where my people and you run so much. What really happened is, I tell y'all, this is an exclusive. there's the biggest white promoter who do most of the big concerts out there has said some fly shit to me, and I didn't know who he was. And he was like, you better not jump off the stage. Like, motherfucker. Alright. And then I would do a Get Like Me. Resident said with Buff Like Gold. Fuck you! And jumped out in the crowd. That motherfucker said, you will never perform in the Bay again.
Right.
So if y'all wanna know why I haven't been to the Bay, I got outlawed. Rich white folks.
But you got the billboard.
Yeah, but I got the billboard.
Never
saw before. And I'll say this, as a promoter, most people, once they get to a level of consciousness, they'll like to apologize. I'm different. Fuck you.
Middle finger up.
David Banner.
Middle finger up. Yeah.
Appreciate you, David Banner.
Thank you.
It's Slow Rich Radio number one show in the street series, XM's Hip Hop Nation. Keep us locked.
What the hell going on in here? This is a fucking takeover.
What?
I repeat, this is the fucking takeover. DJ Scream is going in on Hood Rich Radio.
Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Kevin Gates, out to me, Samuel Hook. The second single will probably be...
Things seem to have calmed down over here.
Frank Montana, Dave East, and Zoe Dallas. It's a tough joint. Got another joint with Busta Rhymes, Tech N9ne, and The Game. We got another joint with Kendrick Lamar, Mac Miller, and Kevin Gates. We got a joint with The Lox and Scarface. One of my other favorites is the joint I got with... Who's on that joint?
One of my favorites.
Jada
Who's on
Kiss,
it?
Oh, Lloyd right. Banks. Jada Kiss, Lloyd Banks, and New Orleans. That's a hard
nice.
Joint. I got so many records on this project. It's crazy. Y'all don't know. It's 72 artists, by the way. And I just got a new hot joint by Dave's Dope. That's serious.
Really?
Yes, it's
nice.
So crazy. It's really crazy. Like, I got heat, you know? I got heat. August 18th. Hip hop. Okay? We got Sammy J in the building.
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
What's going on?
Right now, I just gave, you got it. I just gave you a track. It's called Tonight. It's a pop track. It's a club track. It's mostly about women who are out and they doing their thing, they don't really need niggas to pay or pop or do anything because they independent.
Where them ladies at?
They in the club. I have friends, believe it or not, I have friends outside of the industry that graduated with a bachelor's degree. They're into business administration. They're into RN, like, you know, registered nurses. They have their own businesses. So it's not just the girls that are in the club. A lot of girls, don't believe it or not, that are in the club, they're just doing this part-time. They invested in something else. So don't sleep on them.
Nah, I'm talking, no, when you said in the club, I'm talking about club-going chicks. They looking for free drinks.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't see, when I go to the club, though, with my homegirls, we don't go with God, the intentions on having guys pay for our drinks. Like, we go to the club, we know how much the bottles are, obviously, because we work in the club.
We get money.
So we make sure we get a bottle or two of ourselves, we put our bread together, and we do our thing. You feel me? We don't necessarily need to have a nigga do everything.
I know for myself, I could go to the club, I might get 2 bottles or something. I don't have to drink a whole bottle. I could drink like 3/4 when I'm straight. Mm-hmm. But I have 2 because it's going to be that many chicks that come by with a cup. or ask, can I have some of that? And ask the bartender. So it's like, okay, this is for who's asking, and this is mine. So that's the only reason why I'm speaking through experience. I'm not down to anybody. It's a fact.
Yeah.
A lot of chicks, when they come to the club, they have no intention of spending $100 on a bottle. You know that, Sammy.
Yeah, no, I do know that. But there's sometimes where women want to go out and stunt, and they do go out and they buy their own bottles and they throw money. You know, they do the same. Like, it's not all the time, because I feel like if a nigga want to take a girl out, I mean, he's supposed to spend that money. Like, he want to take a bitch out. Like, that's how it goes. Those are the rules. But other than that, like, and there's some independent women out there that they got their own, and they'll do it.
Independent women, 88 Shape 45 Street Radio. Call up. You know what I'm saying? We got Big Trill here, DJ Salad. And you gotta have a lot of money to fuck with him, though. A lot.
He look like
that bill is gonna be around no less than $200.
Probably
2. Yeah, 250.
Probably 2.
250, depending.
And he gonna take something home.
And then, and gratuity and tip, 260.
Yeah.
260, 260.
Try to kill Joey Greco all you want, but you can't, because he's an immortal demon. You try to stab Joey Greco. Cannot be done. The blade will break off.
coming up next. Then John Payne will perform. They're planning a little intermission, and then barrel racing and bull riding will finish the night. Nick LaDuke is the last bronc rider. Good
Nick
LaDuke! Horse starts, angles a little bit left, and then rocks back to the right, got it set up, and bucks him off.
Great.
So no score for Nick LaDuke. The bronc riding's in the books, and a pair of world champions have advanced on to compete again on Monday night here at the Days of 47 Cowboy Games and Rodeo. Jacobs Crowley, the number one man in the world, made an 85.5 point ride tonight. He's the world champion from 2015. Zeke Thurston, the 2016 and reigning world champion, made an 84 point ride tonight. Jacobs is going to add $3,200 to his total of $121,000 for the year. Zeke is going to win $2,400. He'll finish in the number two spot. They will both advance. Sterling Crowley was third. He wins $1,600 with a score of 80.5. And Austin Joseph will hang on to the number four spot. Looks to me like Jacobs and Zeke are having a little horse race on the victory lap. And Jacobs cheated, kind of stuck in front of Zeke by a nose at the tail end of the victory lap.
A band. They see I'm not standing on pretense. I'm just who I am, good or bad. And they're so supportive. And since my wife passed away in March, you know, the outpouring has been overwhelming. So these times give me a chance to plug into their passion and a chance to get back and say thanks. So it's a real, these shows coming up are going to be really, really emotional. I got one in the D.C. Improv on Thursday, August the 10th. So, you know, I enjoy doing them. I get back in front of a live audience. It's not Monday Night Raw, but it's live audience, and I really need that, and I love the opportunity to bring these shows to these various markets.
How much prep work goes into you for shows like this to kind of keep them fresh for the audiences? Because you have destination weekends in wrestling now. It's not like the old days where you can hit the road and go from town to town to town. You know, you need to make every single one kind of unique. How much prep goes into something like this for you?
Well, I keep a format of my it's like a song list, playlist.
Okay.
I have a story list. And I have all the shows I've done in all the markets, whether it be in Europe or here, WrestleMania, etc. I have a playlist. And what I started doing, a couple years ago maybe, I started making that playlist attached to the market. So if I was going to do material in Dallas, I probably would have some Von Erich material, or Freebird material, or something along those lines. So in New York, it's so rich in history and heritage that, you know, I'll pick out a story or two or three that I can tell from personal experience of memories in New York City. And, you know, I play in the garden for the first time, walking in the building for the first time, and being amazed at all the stars and the walls and that locker room area and all that good stuff. So I chased up for that. And then what I want to try to do, what I've been doing, it's been working well, is, you know, the fans have started the show, and for them to be able to ask any questions they choose, no limitations. They don't have to get them pre-approved. I don't even want to know the question. Just jump up with you guys and ask them. That gives you guys a chance to ask follow-ups. And then we can engage. It's almost like doing an audio show. You know, it's some good stuff. I get excited talking about it.
I'm excited just to be able to be a part of it. I will try to keep Larry in check because I know you listen to this show on almost a daily basis. Larry could get off the wall a little bit. That's the good thing that you have both of us there, so he won't get too far out of left field.
I appreciate Larry's playing left field and I cover more territory. I love it. So you guys will appreciate it. So with any show of your nature. Doing live audio 5 days a week is all about chemistry. And you guys have developed a great chemistry.
Oh, God. eat a donut. Now I said I'm from the corner of the ATL.
I come away, young nigga, and if I put him out, better spread.
Dick, yeah, I'm not shy, so I ask for the.
Don't know what to say at all. And there's this girl, she wants me to take her home. She don't really love me, though. I'm just on the radio. And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it. Cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself. And I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind.
Things of that size. They canceled the second leg of their European tour because they were homesick and decided to go and take a break. And then they came back with the album Nimrod.
Another turning point.
Straight up here for Gunny Bro. Down the rope to the calf. Picks him up, flanks. Strings this could be fast. Here comes the dive. Cup Cooper's down. Time up, 8-5.
8-5.
I think we lost JR. Because my next question I was going to ask, if we do reconnect, is that I wanted to ask about, am I being crazy that there may be an issue if he does step back into the octagon and then loses or embarrasses himself? And is that even a possibility? So
it depends on who you put him up against. I mean, it's a possibility, obviously.
Of all things, though, I am super excited about this giveaway. Because look at this. When we talk about what's going to be happening at the Gotham Comedy Club, to a SummerSlam weekend. Special VIP ticket package that we're going to be giving away exclusive.
Ah, bad connection there, guys. I guess my phone stopped working forever. All right. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good night. I'll see you later. See you in the morning. Good night. Goodbye.